Good morning and welcome to Manna at Lighthouse. I'm Pastor Ron. We are studying through the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 28. And Proverbs chapter 28 is all about the contrast of leadership, leadership that is one that pursues itself, its own agenda, that, as described, is wicked, crooked, an abomination. Wow, God uses some pretty strong words for those that are diabolically, purposefully, intentionally, whatever word you want to use, opposed to seeking Him, as opposed to those that pursue Him. And so you see this contrast. And so, you know, we're going to jump in further in Proverbs chapter 28, but no matter where you find yourself, whether you find yourself on the side of if you will, wickedness and crookedness and deception and gluttony is one of the statements, an evil way, compared to those that are walking in righteousness, those that are walking in truth, there's an opportunity for both. One, those walking according to the instruction of the Word of God, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit of God, that they not fear, they do not need to fear these others, but that they can have confidence because of who their God is. And for those that are in that place of compromise, they begin to become aware of it, and they realize, man, I'm trapped. How do I get out of this? Well, there's a doorway that leads out. So we're going to pray, and we're going to talk more about that. So let's pray. Father, You're always working in beautiful, powerful, majestic ways to draw us to You. Lord, that our confidence is not in ourselves, never, but that our pursuit is first and foremost You, and that we take that which we learn, Lord, and draw from and apply it in our lives, because You want to fill our lives with Your righteousness, with Your truth, with Your love, with Your holiness, with the wisdom of Your Word. So, Lord, I pray You bless our time now. In Your name we pray. Amen. So real quickly, as a reference, let's read that beginning verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as lion. When a land transgresses, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue. A poor man who oppresses the poor is a beating rain that leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law strive against them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways, deceptive in his ways. The one who keeps the law is a son with understanding, but a companion of gluttons brings shame to his father. Whoever multiplies his wealth by interest and profits, gathers it for him who is generous to the poor. If one turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever misleads the upright into an evil way will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will have a goodly inheritance. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has understanding will find him out. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, people hide themselves. Here it is, verse 13. Here's the place where God says, look, I want you to examine this. I want you to look at yourselves. I want you to look at others. I don't want you to be afraid if you're under the oppression of a leader who is so self-serving. No trust in what God is going to do as you put your faith in Him. Verse 13, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Mercy, not getting what we deserve. You see, what we deserve when we're walking in a place of focused selfishness, definitely opposing God, then we're walking in a place of, if you will, transgression. And when we find ourselves there, there is a road that leads out, and that is one of acknowledging the wrong and seeking for God's forgiveness, and then walking rightly. So watch this, verse 14. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. There it is. There's the contrast, the blessing and the warning. You know, whoever hardens his heart against God, saying no God, will fall into calamity. Now, calamity is something that you can't see coming. It's something that it comes, and it's a disaster that you didn't see, you didn't plan for, and it's devastating. So God is saying, hey, greater difficulties are on the way, but turn and seek me. I I think it's in James. Yeah, it is. In James, James is pretty hard-hitting, short little book in the New Testament. James is the brother, a half-brother, if you will, of Jesus. And this is what he learned after he had to come to a place of recognizing Christ as God. He says, therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So his instruction, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. It's like, duh. But what is the better option? What is the better decision? What's the better way? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Resist continuing down a pathway of self-absorption and the things that the enemy would want to rob from you by leading you down a road of destruction, which is so focused on self and pride. And he will flee from you. So resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That's comforting to know that when we draw near, it's like, man, does God hear me? And the answer is he absolutely does. And he doesn't just hear you, he draws near. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. Oh, that's the heart of God when we turn. Hey, let's go back to Proverbs 28. Let's see if we can capture a couple more verses. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a poor people. Man, there's the picture of the enemy spiritually in people's lives. But, you know, it's like, man, I don't need to be afraid of this type of ruler. You know, I don't need to run in fear. God says this in 1 John 4. He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So the reality is there is no fear in the love that God has for us and that he longs for us to trust in him, that we have this relationship with him, because love, perfect love casts out fear. Well, he is our perfect lover. He is the one that overcomes fear in our lives. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So the response is saying, man, if I'm walking in fear, it's just saying, God, show me that pathway of love. Help me, seeking him, help me to understand the value of loving you and loving others as you have loved me. That's how you overcome wicked rulers, oppressive rulers. A ruler who lacks understanding is a cruel oppressor, but he who hates unjust gain will prolong his days. Such a great contrast of recognizing, man, am I in a place where I don't allow things that are manipulative and taking advantage of others? That I hate that, you know. Gosh, in my own life, I always have been troubled with the way that people are. Some people are treated. People that, as the world would describe them, as minorities. And it's like, no, they're precious, and God loves them, and so we need to be there for them. And so let's not get that confused with lifestyles. We don't have to acquiesce or agree with lifestyles, but that isn't a lifestyle. Isn't what influences the way that we love a person. Know that we love a person because of the fact that they're fearfully and wonderfully made by God, right? So if let's see if we can take one more verse. If one is burdened with the blood of another, he will be a fugitive until death. You know what? We're going to pick back up on that verse because there's more to talk about with that verse and how we get free. And again, it's that same course that's saying, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. But there's a depth to this verse 17 that we want to explore a little more, and we'll do that next week. So God bless you. I want to do a little shout-out to my bride, 39 years of marriage. What a treat it has been to be married to my bride, Susie. So anyway, God bless you all. Have a great day.